You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here on 105.3 The Fan. Got to get you ready for Stars Flames game number 6 tonight at the American Airlines Center as the Stars look to stave off elimination tonight in front of what should be a raucous crowd tonight at the American Airlines Center. It is Sean and RJ, Kevin Gray, RJ Choppy, Peyton Russell holding it down for you on your Turn It On, Leave It On station. Coming up in about 17 minutes, got some breaking high school football news here in the DFW area that is going to send some shockwaves around the state, and a team looking for a new head coach. We'll get into that at the top of the hour right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, though, we go to the Diamond Factory Hotline, where we welcome in Marty Turco right here on 105.3 The Fan, former Stars goalie looking to get us ready for tonight's game against the Stars and the Flames. Marty, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, crew. How are we doing?
Doing well. Hopefully doing much better at the end of tonight when the Stars and the Flames drop the puck inside the American Airlines Center at 8:30 tonight. Just give us your overall thoughts on the complexion of the series and now being here at Game 6 and how this series has shaped up in your mind based on what you've seen.
Well, we both got a road win, which is important. You know, we're going to have one more if we want to win this series, but we got to take care of business at home. We did such a great job all season. You know, we didn't have our best game on Monday. The Flames kind of took it to us, but you got a really, you know, balanced and deep team over there for the Flames. Both goalies are playing great. It's a real tight series. So, you know, we've been pretty crafty all season long, so we're going to need to pull some magic out, take care of business tonight. Probably pop a couple on the power play. It'd be great. We need another stellar performance from our goalie. And, you know, at home, I like our chances tonight. And then Game 7, you never know.
You know, you mentioned the power play. Why have they struggled so much with the power play?
I think a lot of the credit goes to Calgary. I mean, their goalie's good, but they're just – they apply so much pressure, and they're just all over us and don't give us a chance to set up, and they don't make many mistakes. And, you know, they're well-coached in most facets of the game, but certainly they are when it comes to penalty kill. They got some pretty crafty, talented dudes over there, and, man, they're fast, and they're just jumping on you. And, as an old goalie, I'm like, it's a pretty good penalty kill. So, you know, for us, I think we got some skill. We got to use some deception, get in deep. We got to grind a little bit, a little workers mentality on the power play and not just think it's an advantage, but take the advantage and put it to good use. So I think tonight we'll pop one, maybe might need two.
Yeah, you probably love it when you only see one shot on a power play, right?
Nah, not really. That was my time to shine. You know what I mean?
Because you know, in the first period the other night, and really into the second, like that game was kind of going the way the Stars wanted it to, and then something clicked with Calgary. Like, you know, when Calgary is clicking, like, what are they doing differently than they are when, you know, like say the first period where they're not getting a lot of shots off, they're not getting, you know, they just sound like they're skating well. What's the difference with them?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of credit got to go to us. We shut them down pretty good. We play that tight defensive game. I mean, like they do. And, you know, they play almost the exact same every shift. And sometimes they get, you know, with their speed and skill, they wait for turnovers and a pounce on them. And we weren't making many in the first two periods. And we really didn't make much in the third. They just, you know, it's hard to hold them off for three periods. But we were looking good, you know, tight, low-scoring game. That's our style. It's the way, you know, especially on the road. And anyway, my emotions got pretty high there, and just my heart got ripped out in the third period. But all you ever ask is hockey players is a chance, and we got a big one tonight.
Marty, when you look at this team offensively and the Stars, only 8 goals in 5 games, how much more pressure does that put on a guy like Jayden Ottinger to feel like he may have to do maybe a little bit more because offensively they're struggling to be able to have the kinds of games to keep them in it given the lack of offense we've seen from them?
Yeah, I'm really not sure you get any more pressure than the Stanley Cup playoffs, just your first go around. So he's really stepped up to the plate. It's been really awesome to watch him. And at the end of the day, you know, it depends on each individual. You know, hopefully he knows he can't score goals, and he knows that it's going to be a tight game. And I think back to my earlier point, these are the moments you live for, you want. And so I think he's just going to go in there and keep freewheeling it like he has and just track that puck and make saves. And he's only going to make 5, so be it. He's got to make 25. But at the end of the day, he can't worry about scoring goals. It's not his prerogative. It's not he can do about it. But I sure know he's giving me confidence, so hopefully it'll trickle down to the forwards and maybe the D-man so they can go score a couple goals for the guy.
Has it surprised you how well he played, though, like just the start? Like, you know, this is, you know, really his first run as the primary goalie.
Yeah. I mean, my answer is really no. He's so good and talented. Would I be surprised if he didn't play, you know, just out of his mind? No, either, because it is his first go-around at it and getting some experiences. But the experience that he's given us is just a ton of hope for a long future with, you know, an able number one guy could eat and play a lot of games. But you don't never know when you get chances in the playoffs. And so he's trying to take advantage of most of it right now. And it just for me, for the organization, for the city, you know, Jake's the man. It's fun to watch.
Former Stars goalie Marty Turco joining us right here via the Diamond Factory Hotline on Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan. Going into tonight's game, Marty, if you're Rick Bowness, what's the one thing that you want your team to do tonight that will help them give them the best opportunity to avoid elimination tonight?
Well, it's a good one. There's plenty, but if it's just one thing, it's probably, you know, eliminating those big mistakes and just not giving them the opening that they're looking for all the time with their tight defensive system to the neutral zone is just keep getting pucks in deep. So just not shooting ourselves. So I don't think you want to be too negative. I think the positive is just play our way. And you know, we've had our chance to win every game, maybe, you know, Monday aside, but you know, we just got to win too. And our fans have been awesome. It's great to be back in American Airlines Center. So just feed off the crowd and get the pucks in there and take it to them. And actually, you know, play a little of their own game. It can be a little demoralizing at the same time. And so we certainly have the horses to do it. We got the fans. So it's going to be rocking again tonight. I'm really excited for it.
How's the brewery?
Can't make enough.
That sounds like that's good business.
yeah, we're going. So it's just ordered some new tanks, but it's great. It's been hot out, right? Beer drinking weather. Playoff hockey, you know, you name it. Byron Nelson's in town. The Mavs are winning. We're doing our part here for the Stars. We want more home games, though, honestly. And you know, tonight is just one other step to getting another chance at the second round.
Are you going to be at the Byron Nelson today?
I was there yesterday. I was took the my team, the Dallas Stars Foundation. We went out, checked it out. It was hot. I'm going to be out there again today. I'm doing a little thing with Richard Chamberlain. He's doing a little cooking at one of the tents in the pavilions. So I'm going to go out there for a little bit, but I can't stay too long. I got big priorities. Might do a little cameo on TV before the broadcast tonight and get ready to watch hopefully it to be an awesome game and got to remind people we've had all-time records for our 50-50 both games 3 and 4. So get there, get there early, cheer loud, and you know, wear green, go Stars, come on.
Looking forward to it tonight, the Stars and the Flames, 8:30 at the American Airlines Center as the Stars look to stave off elimination against the Calgary Flames. Marty, thank you so much for the time, really appreciate it. And look to talk to you soon. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Yes, have a good Friday. Have a great weekend. Appreciate the time.
There he goes, Marty Turco, former Stars goaltender. Good enough to join us right here via the Diamond Factory Hotline right here on 105 Through the Fan. Looking forward to seeing the Stars tonight. Should be a really good crowd as they look to cheer on their Stars to avoid elimination. Before we go to break here, Of course, the big deal in the NFL has been over the past few days, Tom Brady's new $375 million deal that he signed with Fox, that by the time he finishes his career, whenever that is, he'll step into the booth and join Kevin Burkhardt as the number one team for Fox. Apparently, Chop, Shaq had some thoughts on this.
He did. He had thoughts on the Tom Brady haters. If you are a Tom Brady hater, if you don't like the fact that he got all this cash, he said this on his podcast about the Tom Brady haters. He's basically, pipe down, deal with it. It's basically what he said. Just deal with it. Shut your face.
Shut your face. Well, let's hear Shaq cut number nine here and his thoughts on Tom Brady and how he's feeling about the haters of his contract.
Is 10 years, $375 million.
The call of the football game?
Once a week? You can't beat that.
Shaquille, are we angry?
Now, see, when it comes to greatness of this kind, if you lend any anger, you're a hater.
Well, he's paving the way for, that's astronomical.
No, he's not paving the way. Everybody can't and ain't gonna get this money. Seven Super Bowls, clean cut, good looking, speaks well. He deserves all the money. Whoever say he don't deserve his money, shut your face.
Shut your face. Brady isn't changing the market. He's not changing anything with this contract. Nobody else's money is getting close to this. Now, maybe if they got to lure Peyton Manning to do it for, what other network would need it? NBC. NBC needs somebody because Collinsworth ain't it. You got to have a quarterback. Can't have Collinsworth out there. Maybe they would pay up that kind of cash.
But I still don't think it would approach the $37.5 million.
You might have to because you got that production company with ESPN. So you might have to. Mm. You might have to make it worth his while. But the rest of the guys aren't getting $37.5 million because you're not Tom Brady. It's, this guy, some guys get more because who they are or how they look or how they sound. Oftentimes, that's more important than the substance. We have no idea if Tom Brady could be the dumbest analyst ever.
I think Fox is paying him to be the guy whose work ethic will make him good at this. Because we don't know if he's going to be good at this. I think they're paying for the idea that we know Tom Brady's insane work ethic. We know that he'll put everything he has into being the best analyst that he can. And if he does, he's going to be an insanely good guy on television.
It could be, but some people just don't have the personality.
That it, yeah.
The personality for it, is he too dry? Is he too serious? Is he too jokey? Is he, what is he? We don't know. We don't know what his personality is.
All I can say is Antonio Romero Romo is a damn American hero because he changed the game when it came to television money and how this will look from now on. Tom Brady can thank Tony Romo for what the contract he got because he changed everything when it comes to these kinds of contracts. Coming up next, we're going to get back to the Mavs conversation, but I got some breaking high school football news here in the state of Texas that we got to get to. We'll get into that here at the top of the hour right here on your home of the Cowboys and Texas Rangers, 105 through the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.